Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, April 4th. In today's episode, defections from India Bloc and NDA members ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Delhi High Court dismisses PIL seeking Arvind Kejriwal's removal as Delhi Chief Minister. Calcutta High Court pulls up Trinamool government in Sandesh Khali violence case. Prime Minister Modi and Mamata Banerjee's back-to-back campaign in Bengal. And survey predicts Rishi Sunak and Conservatives' worst loss in the upcoming UK elections. First up, with less than 15 days to go before the country heads to the polling booths, in the first phase of the Lok Sabha polls 2024, several leaders in both camps are still fidgety. First, in Bihar, on the day Prime Minister Modi shared the stage with Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas leader Chirag Paswan, 22 leaders from his party defected to the opposition India Bloc. The resignations appear to stem from grievances within the party ranks, with allegations surfacing about the distribution of tickets in exchange for money. Mr. Paswan's party, after joining the NDA, was allotted 5 of the total 40 seats in Bihar. Miffed over not being named for any of the 5 seats, former MLA and National General Secretary of LJP, Satish Kumar asserted that the rebel LJP leaders will now support the India Bloc. Meanwhile, the Congress lost 2 prominent leaders. In Rajasthan, former Congress spokesperson Gaurav Vallabh, who gained fame through fiery TV debates, joined the Bharatiya Janata Party today, hours after resigning from Congress Party's primary membership. Announcing his departure, he called the party directionless in a post on X. He wrote, and I quote, "I cannot support anti-Sanatan slogans, nor can I criticize the country's wealth creators day in and day out," unquote. The switch comes just a day after boxer Vijendra Singh quit the Congress and defected to the Bharatiya Janata Party. Next, in Maharashtra, expelled senior leader Sanjay Nirupam repeated the directionless jab as well. Congress expelled him yesterday for 6 years on grounds of indiscipline and anti-party statements. Today, he lashed out at Congress, calling the party scattered with 5 centres of power, namely Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi, party president Mallikarjun Kharge, and K.C. Venugopal, adding that each of these power centres have their own lobbies, which clash with one another. He was removed following his outrage over Shiv Sena Uddhav Bal Thackeray's candidate list and his demand to dissolve the joint opposition alliance Mahavikas Aghadi in Maharashtra. He told NDTV, and I quote, "Giving seats to Sena is a disastrous move, including my seat. They surrendered before Sena and gave a seat to a scamster under the ED radar. I will not allow him to become an MP. I will contest and defeat him. I have plans. Certainly I am joining somewhere," will declare. "You can derive meaning out of Jai Shri Ram," unquote. And next, updates on 2 major cases from the courts. First, in Delhi, the Delhi High Court today dismissed a plea by the Hindu Sena seeking the removal of jailed Arvind Kejriwal as Delhi Chief Minister. This is the 3rd time such a plea has been dismissed, 2 after Mr. Kejriwal's arrest on March 22nd and 1 before his arrest. In a significant observation, a bench led by Acting Chief Justice Manmohan said, and I quote, "Let democracy take its own course," unquote. The court also refused to counsel Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena on forcing the Aam Aadmi Party leader to relinquish his post. Quote, "He does not need our guidance. We are nobody to advise him. He will do whatever he has to do in accordance with the law," unquote, the High Court said. A different bench of the same court will rule on Mr. Kejriwal's bail plea in the excise policy scam today. Next, in Bengal, Calcutta High Court wrapped the Trinamool government in West Bengal, led by Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, as it heard affidavits regarding the violence and allegations of extortion, land grab and sexual assault that have surfaced against former Trinamool strongman Sheikh Shah Jahan from Sandesh Khali. While hearing petitions filed on the Sandesh Khali violence, the bench said, and I quote, "What has happened in Sandesh Khali is extremely shameful. The entire district administration and the ruling dispensation owe moral responsibility for what has happened in Sandesh Khali. 100% responsibility lies with the ruling party. If the safety of a citizen is under threat, the government is responsible," unquote. The petitioners are alleged victims of the violence in the Sandesh Khali island. Some of the women petitioners have also alleged sexual assault. The court also ripped into the lawyer representing Sheikh Shah Jahan, who was arrested on February 29th after evading the authorities for nearly 2 months. The delayed arrest triggered criticism of the Bengal government and prompted the High Court to issue a pointed order to the state. Quote, 55 days you were on the run, playing hide and seek. Then you took an obscure stance. Just because you close your eyes, the world does not become dark. Unquote, the Chief Justice said. And next, a PM Modi versus Mamata Banerjee showdown in Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed back-to-back Lok Sabha campaign rallies on Thursday at Kuch Bihar in North Bengal, in a rare event where the two leaders held rallies on the same day. In her rally, the Bengal Chief Minister launched a scathing attack on the Bharatiya Janata Party. She said, and I quote, "You can trust a poisonous snake. You can even pet it, but you can never trust the BJP. The BJP is destroying the country," unquote. Ms. Banerjee alleged that the central investigating agencies, BSF and CISF, are working at the behest of the BJP and urged the Election Commission to look into it and ensure a level playing field. While in his rally, PM Modi said, and I quote, "The politics of TMC, Congress and left is based on lies, deceit and false propaganda. For better economy, we need a strong government," unquote. The BJP had wrestled the Kuch Bihar seat away from Trinamool in the 2019 election. PM Modi held another rally in Bihar's Jamui this morning. In his speech, he called the opposition alliance Ghamandia. He attacked the RJD, which ruled Bihar for decades, either solo or in alliance, on their model of governance and accused them of creating Jungle Raj and Naxalism in Bihar for years. He said, and I quote, "Congress and RJD have tarnished the name of the country in the world during their government. BJP and NDA have only one goal, to build a developed India, to build a prosperous Bihar," unquote. On the stage, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar congratulated BJP for leading the centre for 10 years and called his former alliance with RJD a mistake. He said, and I quote, "We saw they were not right, so we parted ways. Now we are with BJP forever. We are not going anywhere," unquote. In the 2019 Lok Sabha election, the NDA won 39 of the 40 seats in Bihar. Breaking from breaking news, an acute need for money, a 7-year-long extramarital affair, and a woman perched on an electric pole. High voltage drama unfolded in an Uttar Pradesh town on Wednesday. In Gorakhpur's Piparaij, a 34-year-old mother of three children climbed an electric pole after her husband found out about her extramarital affair. After the discovery and the resultant fight, the woman demanded her lover should be accommodated in the same household. And as her demands were not met, she recreated Veeru from Sholay with one key difference. Instead of a water tower, she climbed an electric pole. Now back to news. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party may be headed towards its worst defeat yet, according to a fresh survey. In the 650-seat British House of Commons, the Conservative Party is projected to win just 155 seats, down from 365 in the 2019 elections. The findings indicate a worse defeat for the Tories than under former Tory Prime Minister John Major in 1997, when the Tony Blair-led Labour left them with just 165 MPs. While the current opposition Labour Party is projected to capture at least 400 seats, up from 202 seats in 2019, and Liberal Democrats could win 49 seats, the survey said. The YouGov model, which predicts the results in individual parliamentary seats based on estimated vote share, has made these predictions for the UK elections 2024, with a sample size of about 18,000 people. Another poll conducted by Survation last week, with a sample size of about 15,000, predicted Sunak is likely going to lose his own seat of North Yorkshire. Major factors influencing this data could be increased cost of living, higher taxes, and UK's support of war on Gaza. And lastly, after a 20-hour-long rescue operation, the 2-year-old boy who fell into a borewell in Karnataka's Lachyana village was safely rescued on Thursday afternoon in a joint operation led by the National Disaster Response Force, or NDRF, and the State Disaster Response Force, or SDRF, teams. The boy was heard crying inconsolably as the rescue operation was underway. Celebrations broke out as the infant Satvik Satish Mujagond, who was trapped at a depth of about 16 feet inside the borewell, was brought out safely. The child fell into the borewell when he went out to play near his house. The boy is believed to have fallen in head first. The matter came to light when someone heard the child cry and immediately informed the family. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. You can also catch us on YouTube. This is your host Anviti, signing off.